IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to chat to Lizette Lancaster. She's Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information and Analyst Hub at Institute for Security Studies. The concerns around the increase in the percentage of murder rates. Lizette, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So what are the statistics? What are our murder rates looking like?
So nationally, we saw a 22% increase in the murder rate between January and March 2022. And that's an increase compared to last year's period of January to March.
Mm-hmm.
But for Gauteng, it is a 45% increase in the murder rate. And this is significant because murder is our most reliable proxy or indicator of violence in the country or in a province.
Is there a reason that we're seeing this now?
I think, we are going to take some time to unpack this, and we hope that the police are also unpacking this. One of the reasons they gave us is that 10% of murders are sort of group murders, where two or more people, up to eight people, have been killed in shootings, mostly. So these we know from the Western Cape are predominantly sort of group contestation or gang violence,
mm-hmm.
Between syndicates. So that's one reason. The other one that's worrying is that we've seen an increase, a 10%, almost 11% increase in robberies. Armed robberies, that is. So we know when we look at kidnapping and some of the other crimes that hijacking, hijackings, truckjackings, and so on are increasing. And that has always been Gauteng's Achilles heel. So if you look at motives for murder, you see that robberies are one of the main reasons, although your likelihood of being murdered during a robbery is small, but it's still there. And then, of course, we see group activities such as vigilantism, gang violence, as well as Zama-Zama conflict and that type of group or taxi violence that also play a role in our murder rate. But what is clear is that the police need to do things a bit differently. I don't think they are going after these groups that seem, that seem to be driving a lot of these rising crime, like the syndicates behind armed robberies and such. Those need to be prioritized now.
Is there the sense that it's being taken seriously?
I think there's a lot of pressure on them to act, because we are seeing levels we haven't seen for over a decade. And this is not good for the country. We know the socioeconomic downturn after COVID and just our country's socioeconomic woes are increasing things potentially like domestic violence. But what flourished during the lockdown is that the organized crime groups. The police were very busy doing enforcement of restrictions. That we know that even whether it's cigarettes or alcohol, we saw lots of syndicates flourishing. They are now the ones that are driving a lot of the violent crime we are seeing.
Very, very concerning indeed. It is 8:30. It was Lizette Lancaster, Project Manager for Crime and Justice Information and Analysis Hub at the Institute for Security Studies. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.